Dr. Robert Mather, and I'm the conservative social psychologist. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is January 22nd, 2021. It's a very interesting time to be a conservative. We've been silenced on many different platforms recently. Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and YouTube all banned President Trump. Many conservatives were taken off of Twitter. Parler was shut down completely. It was taken off of Google. Google's App Store, Apple's App Store, and then Amazon Web Services. Once Parler was still gaining in popularity, Amazon Web Services, who held the contract for their servers, decided just to stop letting them use their servers. So Parler was shut down immediately. For me, I had 3,000 followers on Parler that read my articles on there. Immediately, conservatives are highly disconnected from each other. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, censoring. On some of the largest platforms, shadow banning, things that they were doing anyway. We remember the New York Post article during the election that was shut down. People who watch the mainstream news don't even realize that there was an investigation into Hunter Biden or Joe Biden for corruption. Big tech is doing a very good job of silencing conservative voices and conservative facts and news stories. Fortunately, there's other options. There's a number of other platforms that conservatives have moved to since Parler's been shut down and many have been banned from Twitter. Gab, MeWe, Telegram, and Rumble. Rumble is kind of the equivalent of YouTube. And so there's a number of other platforms that conservatives are moving to try to stay in communication with each other. But they're facing the same things. There was an alleged hack. It was public information that was taken from the servers, I guess, on Parler. Of public posts, and then the liberal hackers were using that to try to dox people and get them fired from their jobs for being conservatives and having conservative views. And so this is a really difficult time to be a conservative, and particularly, you know, for me, obviously I'm pretty outspoken as a conservative, so there's no really backing down from my positions that I've taken over the years. But fundamentally, the ideas of God and country and family and fiscal conservatism, these are not terrible things. These are mainstream ideas. 74 million people voted for President Trump, and that's going to be difficult for the Biden administration to unite the country, particularly with the rhetoric and the executive orders that they've gone through undoing things. So it'll be interesting to see where we go in the future. And conservatives, stick together, stay connected, and don't stop fighting. Republicans have the majority of state House and Senate, so state legislatures, local levels, all the way down. Conservatives are winning those electoral battles, so stay the course. Keep fighting for what you believe in, and don't back down. Don't let liberals push you around. Anyway, I'm the conservativesocialpsychologist.com. Check out my podcasts and my other articles. Thank you very much.